Ariel, do you notice anything different about me today on this recording call?
Well, Ned, you seem like you've been power posing.
I have been power posing, Ariel. I am standing up today because I have a desk that stands up. And when I worked at an office, I was way more productive when I worked at a standing desk. And then I come home and I exclusively sit. And the other day I was like, I would like to be productive. Let's stand up. And now my desk is up here and here I am. The tip of the day is also from when I worked in that office, which is, hey, do you have a short meeting, like a 15-minute stand-up or a one-on-one that's going to be quick? Try taking it as a meeting standing up. If you have a break room, take it there. Try not sitting down. I have found that sitting down slows down a lot of conversations. And if it needs to be a quick one, if you need to get in, get out, try just being standing up the whole time. That's the tip of the day. The same is actually true for phone calls. Try taking them walking. It's a similar vibe.
My first job out of college, I was really bought into the sitting is the new cancer and having been a very active. Do you remember that when people were saying that?
I have never heard that in my life.
I think there was like straight up an article that said that. That's very offensive, but it was definitely a belief. And I took it to heart because I went from being somebody who was walking around all the time in college and like before that playing sports all the time in high school to having to sit for 8 hours a day in an office. I was miserable. And so I made a standing desk. But of course, this company was not paying for me to have a standing desk. So I just took like a bunch of cardboard boxes.
Yeah, of course.
And everyone looked at me like I was crazy, but I was ahead of my time.
Hey, for all you know, they all got cancer.
Hey, watch it. God forbid. Bye.
Standing is the new cancer.
Get out of here.
Sitting is the new cancer is crazy.
Get out of here. I said, hey, watch it.
Hey, watch it.
I'm going to stand up.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.